The French Revolution Through Visual Sources by Catherine Asterbury. Lecture 3. The Constitution and the Flight to Varennes. The 1791 Constitution began to be drafted in early July 1789 by the National Assembly. In the light of this, it called itself a Constituent Assembly. In these early stages, some essentials were agreed upon. For instance, the Assembly wanted a parliamentary government, equality before the law, religious tolerance and freedom of speech. However, there were also disagreements, particularly surrounding the role of the monarch and his power to veto legislation. Deputies settled on a constitutional monarchy controlled by men of property. Only substantial taxpayers would be eligible to participate actively in the election process. In order to vote in a primary assembly, one had to pay the equivalent of 3 days' labour in taxes, and to be a deputy, you had to pay 50. It was decided that the king was to be given a suspensive veto with which he could delay legislature for up to 6 years. The assembly would sit for 2 years before new elections took place. The Constituent Assembly wanted to create a uniform government to replace overlapping jurisdictions. Weights and measures were standardised. France was split into 83 departments of roughly the same size, with their borders determined by natural features such as mountains and rivers. French became the only official language. The most controversial changes were religious, with Catholicism not named a state religion. The Pope's authority was dismissed as the interference of a foreign power. Monastic vows had been withdrawn in February 1790. The clergy were to be elected by the state, who also imposed an oath of obedience upon them. This split the country and gave an impetus to those against the changes the revolution was causing in society. The king, who was very religious, particularly disagreed with these changes to the clergy and refused to take sacraments from a so-called constitutional priest, that is, one who had sworn an oath of allegiance. On the night of the 20th of June 1791, the king attempted to escape Paris rather than agree to the constitution. But he was recognised and caught in Varennes and brought back to Paris in shame. Attempts by the assembly to claim the king had been kidnapped were only partly successful, due to the king leaving behind a letter in which he criticised the revolution in no uncertain terms. The king finally agreed to ratify the new constitution in September 1791, but his flight to Varennes led to the first real calls for him to be deposed. The flight split monarchists and republicans. A bloody demonstration in favour of the monarch being removed from the political process took place on the Champ de Mars on the 17th of July 1791. Pamphlets and prints hostile to the monarchy also became more widespread. On October 1st, 1791, the Constituent Assembly retired, its work done, to be replaced by the Legislative Assembly. While the early years of the French Revolution showed a movement towards greater tolerance, this was not without its flaws. Whilst Protestants were given full electoral rights as early as 1789, the rights of Jews, women and slaves went largely ignored. September 1791 saw the abolition of slavery, but there was little hope of it being applied vigorously when the sugar plantations proved to be such a good source of income. Similarly, the woman writer Olympe de Gouges penned her Declaration of the Rights of Women in 1791, but it went largely ignored, and radical feminists found themselves increasingly under attack as the revolution progressed.